I'm just still I've been listening to Rush, the discography, and I'm into the different stages live, which I'd never heard. I'd never listened to that album before, and it was on the Test for Echo tour after that came out,
Okay.
you know. So it's basically, the show that we saw.
I used to have that album live. I listened to it sometimes. I don't know what happened to it. I had, because it was a 3-disc set, I do
Three
remember,
disc
but.
set, yeah. You know, and I've noticed that some of the tracks are really quite slow. Like they're playing the songs a little slow and maybe not as enthusiastically in the vocals. So I'm not sure if this is an off
It's not
night.
one of, it's decent. It's not one of our strongest live albums, let's put it
Yeah,
that way.
I would say, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But
Rush and Rio for me is like penultimate. I'm just like, yeah. Or Clockwork Angels live, that whole
that great. I
retrospective.
love the R40 tour.
True, true.
Time Machine was
Yep.
phenomenal. I mean,
That's right. Yeah.
Rush is going to put on a great show. They just always have.
Yeah. Never disappoint.
So, and I think the graphic for the R50 something tour is every bit as beautiful as it is heartbreaking. I don't know if
Agreed.
you've seen it. You've seen it
Yeah,
with
I did.
the, yeah. It the symbolism is just so sweetly done. You know, like the one bird is just flying, like, oh God, it just breaks my heart, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I've been through other bands that have replaced members. Nothing has affected me like this.
Well, because it's
So,
so
you know.
close to the best. It's your favorite band of all time. And, you know,
And my
he
favorite
was my
drummer, and
favorite drummer
yes,
of all time.
he
So
was the heart,
everything.
yeah, the heart and soul of the band. And
Still
yeah.
fully met.
Yeah. And I don't begrudge him for playing. You know, it's got to be it was had to been an impossible thing, a really hard thing for them to do.
Yeah. And, you know, and I give them respect because it was not a snap decision. They did not go into the, you know, because before it was like, no, I think that's really not
Yeah,
going to do
I mean, they said they were
it.
done. I mean, it took them
Yeah.
5 years, I think, before they even like wanted to do anything at all. So they've grieved. They've had their time to grieve. And I bet you though, it's going to open up wounds again. They're probably going to be crying on stage. I can't imagine them not.
I can't imagine not being
It's
emotionally broken
yeah,
down at some point.
everyone's going to be crying, you
Yeah.
know. Especially if they have like a montage, which I'm sure they will, of
Or
images.
like they just do YYZ and with that new drummer and they have the
Right.
montage of Neil's and all this
Yeah.
stuff. That'd be
Or they play the garden. You
the
know.
garden.
I know.
Jeez, that breaks me up, man. We're in
Yeah.
our
I'm gonna
final
cry
rush
right now,
hour.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can see them playing that also as a tribute to him.
Yeah.
It's because of the lyrics, you know, like this is the garden that he tended and he's loved and nurtured, and this is what has sprung from it, you know, and yeah, it's, you know, I mean, we've seen every band that we have seen has had new members, you know. I mean, we've never seen the original Queensryche. Well, no, I know, not back in the day. I think the first time I saw Queensryche, yes, it was on
I
the
have.
it was on the Empire Tour, so it was the original, all the original members. And they've replaced out guitarists and drummers, and you know, Jeff Tate's got a whole new band, new drummer, and everybody. So it's not that we haven't, you know. I mean, we saw Maiden at their low, you know. Yeah, exactly. So it's, I get it. It's part of the business, but yeah, for something, it's like this one just hits me differently, you know, like. There's never
Well,
going to be a Motorhead because you could never replace Lemmy. You know what I mean? Like they
like
replaced drummers. Yeah.
Ronnie James hit me very similar, but you know, this passing of Ozzy, yeah, that was something different for me. Something different. It was just, man, this one really, I mean, RJD was tough enough, but this really hurt. This, I don't know, maybe because he just become almost like a, in history and because of Osbournes and other stuff and history growing up with his music. Like a second father kind of figure to me only.
Sure.
So I took it more personal. I was more invested in that feeling and emotion. And so that kind of took the wind out of my sail a little bit more in
Yeah, I get it. You know, yeah. Those I still miss Dio. I love hearing his music. It still hits me like, oh, that's right, he's gone, you know. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, we're gonna have a good First Track Frenzy. This is all new stuff. So I'm excited about it. So
Absolutely.
yeah. Let me get this up. Shall we get to it?
Dive in.
All right. Sure.
Sure. All right, I'm Susanna Capistacci, director of Night of the Zodiac, and thank you for listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Yeah.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Yeah, this is Chop Top, and there's blood in the water again, motherfuckers. Welcome to another Fast Track Frenzy. First Track Frenzy.
Oh, Chop, I love your intros, man. They make me laugh.
You're welcome, buddy.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy,
Heavy.
Metal.
Metal.
Horror. Oh. Well, kiddies, thank you for coming back. Today we've got another First Track Frenzy. Before we move on, I want to say thank you to Clawhammer PR, to Metal Blade, to Holics Records for all the great music. We get so much music from them, and I'm eternally grateful. We will never be able to get through it unless we do things like the First Track Frenzy. So we're going to get a sampling, a taster of seven bands. Because last week, Chop, I got like another 30 albums. So. I know. I've lost count. I've lost count at how many. It's well
Thank
over.
You, record labels. That's
I know. It's just like Jesus Christ. We're not, I mean, so in the next year, because we've only got a couple more. Actually, though, Chop, this is with time warp, kids. This is actually going to be our very first episode of season four, which will be out next in 2026. So happy
nice.
New Year, kids.
Happy New Year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking back in the past. Our next
Heavy Metal Horror New Year.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed the things you did for the holiday season.
I'm doing this to kind of hypnotize you with my glare to get more subscribers.
That's right. That's my wish, Santa.
Hit that like and subscribe button, god damn it.
That's right. Yes. Or else we'll be forced to do OnlyFans, you know. You don't want to see that action.
Yeah. What a fun my porno movie. Yeah.
That's right. Right. We don't want to see that. You
no,
don't want
you
to see Lil Montag. You know. So today we've got some great bands. This is all pretty new stuff. It's gonna be phenomenal. And welcome to season four. We've got some great things coming our way. We've got some great interviews and games. Oh, we've got a hell of a slugfest coming your way. And Tony Dolan from Venom Inc. will be joining us as we have. Should I tell them? Should I tell them? Should I give them a little teaser?
No.
We're not.
Don't
gonna
give
tease.
Away any of the magic, Mom.
Not going to give you away, except for Tony Dolan will be joining us. And Chop, you've never met Tony, so it'll be awesome.
No, I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a new album coming out. Yeah. And he sent us some stuff to help promote.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that as well. Well,
great.
Okay. Today, the very first band we are going to be doing, let me pull up the stuff that we are doing. This is a band called Witch Hazel. And this album is Lamentations. And the song is called I Lament.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Let me get that out of there. So I'm going to share my screen. Got the sound picked. Excellent. All right. I'm ready to give this a try. Here we go. It's kind of like British heavy metal.
Yeah, trad metal.
Yeah.
Mid to late 80s metal.
Yeah.
American like power metal a little bit.
Goodness,
very good vocals. Yeah.
It's not at all what I was expecting.
Me neither.
The album's called Beat 5, Lamentation.
I like that
bass line.
Yeah.
on that Great minds stink alike. But it does sound familiar anyway.
Right.
Like it evokes a sound.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, it's got a nice vibe. Like, definitely like an older sound. It's like not super heavy. I think this is accessible to all kinds of people. I like the melody.
Yeah, the melody, the rolling bass line.
Yeah.
And the vocals are actually kind of soothing. Very, like, very relaxing, kind of. Wow, I like the crescendo in that chorus part. Halftime.
You know, I think maybe a little bit is a flame because the sound is a little bit of like Walter Bridge. You know, like that sound, that a little bit, that kind of the vocal.
A little bit.
You know, not melodic guitar wise, but that kind of sound.
Yeah.
That kind of hard rock. I wouldn't say metal.
Nice. Got the dual harmony lead.
Cars, yes.
Yeah. That gives me a Maiden feel prog, right there.
A little bit of Maiden, a little Queensryche, a little bit of a prog feel.
Yeah, right? A little Queensryche. Yeah.
I really like it though.
Yeah, me too. Really nice production too. It's very warm sounding.
Yeah, we definitely want to get these guys on the show. Who chains them?
I really love that chorus.
Yeah.
What is that crescendoing?
I'm totally surprised. I love this.
Wow, very well.
Freestyle music, I think a lot of music is not hear what he's singing. And it's heavy without being like metal necessarily.
Right, back to the main rhythm. And the time changes, it just goes like straight away with this, like a lot of traditional bands will just stay with that same riff pattern at the beginning. No, they have a half time, they slow with that and that dual harmony lead. Yeah. It's really nice.
Oh, I jumped in. I gotta fix that. Let me stop sharing. I'm gonna fix that. I don't want it to be playing and bleeding back and forth into one another.
Yeah.
Do not want to crossfade. All right. Wow. That was really surprising. Witch Hazel, kind of a little bit I won't say pop, but certainly a lighter fare than I was expecting.
Definitely, you know, the hard rock accessible. More traditional melodic side of metal.
Yeah. But all in great ways. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And very, very warm production. We commented early on with a rolling bass line. We both heard that, you know, great minds think alike. And we just, you know, then that the halftime, then going into that dual harmony guitar, you know, lead solo. And it was beautifully. Everything meshed real wonderfully. And the vocalist had a very nice, it was like a comforting kind of feeling, like a vocal style, but it was just like, and then the crescendo in the chorus areas to go to, you're just like really, really nice put together.
Yeah.
A band like Witch Hazel, the name, I thought, well, this is a doom metal band or something.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, or black metal, or something like that, you know?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, very refreshing. Kudos to you guys.
I want to listen to more in their catalog now. And I definitely want them on. In some ways, it's like bands like we interviewed him early on. He lives out in California. He was a big marijuana guy. He had two bands, and it sounds a little bit like one of the bands that he does, a little bit in that style, singing style. So not saying they're trying to imitate them, but
you know, this might be the kind of new wave of traditional heavy metal. This band might be actually part of that's what it reminds me of, I guess, a new wave of traditional heavy metal bands. So very good fit, though. Man.
I think the next band might live up to its name. I'm thinking. The band's called Castrator. So yes. And
All right.
the album is called Coronation of the Grotesque. The song is called Fragments of Defiance. And for those of you who came in late, First Track Frenzy means we are listening to the first track of seven different bands, seven different albums, so you get a little taster. Because often the first track is an indicator of what that album is going to be like. So anyway, for now you're all caught up. So I when I saw this, I'm like, oh, I think this is going to be quite intense. I'm hopeful that it will be intense. So here we go, Chop. Fragments
All
of
right,
Defiance from Castrator.
castrate that shit.
There it comes. And I'm spent.
Damn.
I love the riff.
We do, I do too.
Yeah, that melodic. It's good, man. It's good for the death metal.
Yeah, it is good death metal.
All that double bass stuff.
Ooh. Nice. Cool. Kerry King ass kind of thing.
Yes.
Dive bomb.
That's his best solo, Kerry King. The wedding. This is heavy.
Fuck it. Oh. Beat down, man. Definitely,
I want a shirt.
Damn. Definitely, you hear 90s traditional death metal in there. And with a little modern flair, though.
Yeah.
I like some of the time changes are quick. They just throw them in a lot. Dude. Fucking stolen going all over the place. Nice. Like that run.
Even that riff sounds like really old, kind of old Slayer.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. If these guys come to Cleveland, we gotta go. You know we
gotta,
are.
Gotta get a shirt on this one.
Yes. I want the Castrator hat, man. I hope the artwork is as believable as the.
If I got a suggestion for album title for these boys to use, it'd be like. Got the bull, but the ball. Fuck. Like that beat down, man. Like, pummels you. Make sure I do a slow mock. Kick your legs in there and go through a wall and fuck it up.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Fucking brutal, man.
So good.
Right? Oh, fucking over the song.
Yeah. I love the tone of the guitar tone. Wow.
Me too. Oh. Smoking.
A little Nile. Sounds a little like Nile.
Oh yeah, you hear that?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Making Carl Sanders proud, boys.
That's right. Yes, definitely some Nile as it chucks out.
Yep. Nice.
Wow. That was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, Castrator. Fucking A, man.
Fucking A. Oh, we talked about the soloing and the guitar work. Phenomenal. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like you mentioned, the tone of the guitars, really good. Those beat downs, those breakdowns,
yeah,
the time changes. It was just like, man, makes you want to like I said, go through a fucking wall. And then at the end there, a nice, okay, maybe it was an intentional nod to Nile. I mean, it's one of their
Could
favorite
be.
bands.
Yeah.
But you definitely picked up on that. And
Right.
I was like, oh yeah.
Yep. It definitely
So.
has that sound with the guitar melodic, like the notes, the harmonies, belongs with that really great double bass stuff. Yeah, the drum work was amazing.
My God.
So very fast and technically precise. And yeah, I love the time changes. And I like the two different singing styles. I don't know if it's the same singer or two different singers, because one's got that guttural and one's the more the screamy
Yeah,
kind
the
of
black
rap.
metalist kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, I was
I'm
hoping
intrigued.
for this,
They
but I
both
saw
also their
Castrator. I'm
names.
like,
Yeah.
okay, let's
You
we
did
gotta
not
pick
disappoint,
Castrator.
boys. That's
Yes,
great.
yes. So yeah, that's fantastic. Castrator, please come on the show. We'd love to
Yeah,
have you.
absolutely.
We're gonna say that about everybody, because so far we've liked everything we've listened to. You know, that's I'm so
Yeah,
grateful for this music.
absolutely.
Now, the next band we're gonna do, I also am hoping that the name lives up to it, that the music lives up to its name. The band is called Pustulant Flesh, and
Ah,
I know,
I
and
can't
the
wait.
album is called Gurgling Pustulance, and the song is called Beyond Lobotomy. So I'm super excited.
I'm
Here
so
we go,
psyched.
Pustulant Flesh.
The incisions are now deepened by radial stab incisions which push the vessels before them, preventing further bleeding and at the same time interrupting more completely the fibers in the frontal lobe. It is when these remaining fibers are being severed that the patient often becomes disoriented.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you are wanting this kind of music, this is the music you want. This is
Yeah.
what you want to hear. It's like this big wall of white.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are lyrics. Singing, it must be really varied in the mix.
Yeah, I'm not real happy with the mix and production of it.
I like the music.
Yeah, music, yeah.
It's hard to it's hard to
Especially it came
differentiate
out of
maybe.
there like a fucking whirlwind with that
Yeah.
technical riff on it. It's like I can't
Look
hear
at the
the
beat now.
vocalist.
Yeah, the mix is terrible. Yeah, because I can't really get it to reach the whole way. But now I can hear some drums.
Can't really hear a bass guitar either.
No.
It's like guitars and drums.
I mean, I would love to hear, because I can tell they're technically going back and forth.
Oh, sure.
Different. I'd like to be able to hear a little better. It's not because we're fucking old. It's just
No.
not, it's not a good thing. Unless this is a style or a genre that we're underground. Mixing it up where it's all big noise.
It's too hard to discern certain
Yeah.
parts of stuff, is it?
Right.
Because the mix is awful.
Yes. And you're in a band, like, I want to be able to hear it all. Like, I want to hear the guitar. I want to hear it. Like we did with the last album. We could hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
But with the drums buried so low, it's hard to kind of get the rhythm of where they're going. You know they're changing.
Right.
But this could be like a Rob Zombie. Like that beat.
Yeah.
Kind of a driving beat, but then it stops. It's so hard to pick up. Everything's out.
When the operation has been completed on both sides, the surgeon injects a few drops of iodized oil into the upper and lower extremities of the incisions in order to demonstrate by X-ray their exact location.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, I'm not saying it's not good, because because I just couldn't get enough of it to understand it.
I
I
couldn't
wanted the
discern
clarity. I wanted the clarity a little bit. Yeah.
exactly much. On top, I couldn't discern what part ended and what went in another, and because the mix was so bad, vocals are mixed horribly, bass guitars mixed horribly.
Yeah. Drums are
Pronounced,
buried.
yeah, pronounced was the guitars. and it just kind of overshadowed, like saturated everything else out for me.
Right. Everything got overloaded. Whoever mixed the Injustice for All got a hold of this and just like decided to mess with it. Lars Ulrich, did you mess this up?
I don't know.
Wish I don't know. I mean, Pustule and Flashlight, like when you have a death metal band, I understand there's a lot of noise. Like, I mean, there's a lot of noise, but when you listen to Cannibal Corpse, you can still hear everything. Like, that's the thing. You can hear the vocals, you can hear the drums, the bass line.
True.
It has to be mixed a little better.
And you know what? It might have been a budgetary issue, Montag. You know what I'm blaming? They're
And
probably
there's the
maybe younger
style
band,
too.
and
It's
yeah.
the style is also the wall of noise is a particular sound, but to me,
Grindcore,
it's
when
not a
that came
good.
on the scene, was just
It's not a
indiscernible.
good sound. It's I because I miss hearing the instruments. I miss hearing everyone's playing. I want to hear the guitar solos. I want to hear the vocals. Like, why spend time writing song lyrics and then singing them only to like not hear like what's being sung? It's like, why even have it? You know? So,
I give them best of luck. I hope they, they improve with their future releases and get better production. Don't
I
give
hope.
up, but musically, there is a lot of talent there. There's no doubt about that. And
Yeah, I just would like to have been able to hear it. So, all right, this next track, another band I've not ever heard of. This is called An Abstract Illusion. So that could be, who knows? I mean, we were pleasantly surprised with Witch Hazel.
Which is, yeah.
This song's called The Sleeping City from the album. Oh, that's the album, The Sleeping City. And this song is called Black Murmur. And it's a long one, so 11 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm maybe we're gonna get something epic. So we'll see. Sounds like an 80s like soundtrack, like a fantasy movie kind of thing. Or Stranger Things, probably definitely inspired by Stranger Things, which was inspired by the 80s. Might be getting into some prog or something like that.
I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Are you?
Yeah. It's all kind of murky.
Oh, it's just keyboard right now.
Yeah, very light. I don't know what's going on. It was fine, the first three tracks. Now this one just somehow has just kind of dropped off the. You had a good volume. I don't know what happened.
Let's try it again. Take two. Share sound. It's on. It's there. Maybe it's for whatever reason, not coming through your phone. I don't know. We'll try it, but it may be the music. I'm
Oh,
gonna get back to where.
you sound better now, even during this, so might be
Oh,
better
really?
here.
Okay, let's give it a try. We'll try two.
Yes, much
Better?
better.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Kind of spacey and proggy.
Yeah, reminds me of the
Yeah. Sure. Thanks. Ooh. Interesting. It's kind of old heavy. Got those offbeat things between the keyboards and everything.
But I'm hearing another mix where I wish the drums were a little bit popping. Everything else is coming up. They were more popping before all the heavy keyboards came in.
Right.
Like when you hear Dream Theater, the mix is different. That's what they're trying to be. I like the talk.
We do.
I was not expecting this.
While the vocals are, you know, they're so rough, you can understand very well.
I like the blend of it.
Yeah.
It's like very ethereal, you know, kind of prog. And he keeps playing with this death metal black metal.
Yeah.
I like it.
Very melodic.
Yeah. Yeah, the drums on that got that syncopated second measure coming in.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear them a little bit louder in the next one. But I like the very interesting band.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
I like that they're bringing in like the ethereal quality, progressive quality, this black metal quality. All together.
Yeah, with its Opeth sensibilities also.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh my god,
oh, yeah.
These harmonies.
This can be right
better
now. Opeth's album, really.
Yes. And I can hear everything. Very nicely.
Yeah.
The mix is different. The heavy keyboards are gone. I can still hear them, but they're lowered. Now everything else shines. This is the way to do it, gentlemen. And or ladies.
Yeah.
And or they.
Yeah, I can hear Michael Ackerfeld singing.
Oh, yeah, the harmony is here. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like a little bit of yes. That frog loop.
Yeah.
The Genesis, you know? I'm digging it.
Yeah, me too. Very pleasant surprise. Very nice.
This is good to know gaming music. Placing the game into this.
It's like a harsh vocal. You clearly hear what he's saying about the whole thing. That's a rare thing in this kind of music,
right?
Too.
It's not just guttural stuff. I like that double bass. I'm really pushing it.
Yeah, yep. I caught that too. Nice. It's almost Dream Theater-esque right there.
Yeah, yeah. Like early Dream Theater.
Yeah. All right, there.
That break.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of Jersey so near the end here.
Yeah. A little peppy.
Nice.
Original intro.
epic. Nice. It's like to hear this on headphones. Really immerse yourself with everything going on. Yeah.
This driving beat reminds me of the track from Z.
Yeah.
Of the driving pulse. The syncopation.
Right.
Hey, where are we going now?
Another different direction.
Oh, keyboards. That's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. More kind of later day Opeth vocals right there. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's like reminiscent of stuff we hear from the 80s, a bit of video game music.
Right.
But it's so originally fresh in the song. You know? It's a guy who's definitely a bit inspired by these things and he's taking it and he's throwing me. I love that.
Yeah. Nice.
I bet Dreadful would like this.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a prog fan like we are.
Mm-hmm. Here's another different time change with that drumming. Drummer's incredible too.
Yes.
Wow.
It's like music like defies genre.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are not just straight from the metal. I mean, this is obviously one of the heavier parts of it.
Right.
Down to bludgeon you.
Yep.
A lot of aggressive stuff.
Bringing you the climax in this one. Huh?
Yeah.
Fucking who's heavy.
It's like they just bring in all those elements.
There goes that double bass again. Man, yes. With the...
Yeah, really driving it. You got here a little bit of Sermon in here too, you know? Mm-hmm. On Golden Verse.
Yeah.
That was unexpected. I mean, I figured for a little minute they're going to have to do something.
Sure.
I did not expect them to bring in so many styles, but make it sound so cohesive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because the intro is very, like I said, we start off seeing it's spacey and with the keyboards and everything. And you saw progressive rock, you saw some Dream Theater as well as there. Then it takes you into, you know, goes into brutal vocals, but yet there's a clarity to them that you're just like, well, that's refreshing, not just a shit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on top, the drummer was fantastic and the keyboard player, too, with the highlights with us through the whole damn song. But it was very, Opeth, like in parts, is sci-fi kind of stuff, prog rock, prog
Yeah.
metal. We
Yeah.
heard strains of little early Dream Theater in there as well. And then, well, just put together, constructed epic song. I mean,
Yeah.
wow. Kudos to you guys. Really good.
Yeah. I now I want to like hear the rest of the album.
I want to hear, yeah, I want to hear more stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
So far, everything I've wanted to listen to, like, okay, I gotta hear more of this band. Yes, it was good. So guys, we'd like to have you on the show.
Come on on.
Yeah. Okay, Chop, the next band is Hyperstrike. And the album is called High Risk, and the song is called Meltdown. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Hyperstrike. It sounds like rock metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like
Definitely
Viking metal, you know?
European flavor to it.
Yes, it definitely, definitely.
Ooh.
Boy, it sounds so like something from the 80s or early 90s, you know?
Right?
Yeah. Like the dual guitars.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Definitely borrowing a little bit, I think, from Megadeth as far as the sound. It sounds like something Megadeth could do as far as, you know, like Hyperstrike, I guess.
Megadeth mixed with maybe some early Halloween.
Yes, Halloween. Get that European flavor.
Sure.
Yeah. And a big dose
Maybe
of
even some
ABBA.
Blind Guardian as well thrown in.
Yeah. Some little harmonies.
Well, the vocals remind you a little bit of Hansi Kirk. And grains and stuff, so.
Yeah. This breakdown here, we're like at halftime. It sounds great.
Right.
Little Rob Halford. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely hear some Halford in that.
Oh, here we go. Nice. Oh.
Yes.
So
Definitely
melodic.
feels like a 90s metal band.
Yeah.
In the best way possible.
Yep.
Like this could be a companion album to Rest in Peace. You know?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's guitar.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, the singer. Really good. It's got that nice rock. Great rock.
Yeah. Oh, love that.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, many a little
drag car playing rhythm.
Kind of
The
stuff
other
in there
doing
too.
the melody. That could be done live.
Yeah. A little early Dragon Force maybe in there too.
Yeah. I'm digging this solo, man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. Nice breakdown. That was
Wow.
great. Like big
Wow.
bass is only 3 minutes. We're gonna punch you, we're gonna beat you.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely elements of Judas Priest in there, like the singing, the Halloween, that European power metal.
Blind Guardian.
Yeah, whoa,
Yeah. Dragon
man.
Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
That was,
refreshing. And that guitar player. Oh, yeah.
yeah. An insane
I mean,
fast drumming too.
some of his solos were getting, I was getting chills, man. I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God, the
Yeah.
sweeps and stuff, arpeggios. I was like,
Maybe
oh.
there are more than one guitarist
That's
there, but
true. Because it
yes,
sounded like there was like some dual
it
stuff going on.
could have very well been, yeah, or it could be the way they mix it, you
Double, maybe they
know,
doubled up. Yeah.
yeah. But either way, phenomenal, top to bottom, quick to the point. There was no fat to trim on that one. It was right to the point, get to
Nostalgic,
it.
like you said, in a good way of 90s metal,
Yeah,
but definitely nods to the power metal, some power metal greats and stuff.
certainly, certainly. All right. Well, Chop, we've only got two left to go. It's amazing how quickly these first track
Wow.
frenzies go. We got to do more of these
I think so. Yeah.
this season.
Been, yep.
Season four, in which we are in right now. We are not in November of 2025, but we
Right.
are in February or March of 2026 in the future.
Happy New Year, Heavy
That's
Metal Horn
right.
Mania. That's
And happy belated
right.
Valentine's
Yeah.
Day
Yeah.
and
Sucks.
Groundhog Day. That's right. Okay, this next
Valentine's Day
band
shit. Go
is called Nothing
ahead.
Man. The album, oh no, I'm sorry. That's the album name. Excuse me. The artist is Age of Ruin, and the album is Nothing Man.
Okay.
This song is called The Fixation. Here we go. I love this. It's like almost classic. You know, like the goofy guitars, man. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I love that
Percussive.
sound. Yeah.
Wait a minute. It was four times. Oh, the slide down. Oh, wow.
Man,
What a
this
gripping,
guitar riff,
gripping
man.
singer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, nice harmonies. Oh, I love the guitar coming
Beautiful.
through.
Right. Ooh.
Time change. Like
nice.
song.
Looks like heavy yet melodic.
Eventually, like Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold, right.
Yes,
good, good call. Good
Yeah.
call. And the vocals are gruff, but again, understandable.
Yes, and the, I like the harmony, the other vocals that come in.
Right.
It's like
the chorus section, I take it, yeah.
I love the
Man, I love that. Right there.
Oh. Time change.
Got a groove for it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, beautiful guitar line.
Definitely, I think another contemporary probably looks metal or something. But
yeah,
I like the sound. You know what I mean?
Me too.
You can tell these guys are fans of the music that you grew up on. Cut our teeth.
Yeah.
So it's more like really exotic. Like stuff that kind of thing. Maybe 10, 15 years
Oh, right here.
ago.
Beat down part, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slam my fist through the table. Oh, that's
Oh,
gorgeous.
come on, man. This is so
That's
great.
not fair. That's gorgeous. What an outro. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Wow.
Now I got a new Corona.
I'm in smoke, it's not an outro. It sounded like where it was going.
Right.
But that was a beautiful part there. Yeah. And it's like it fell off the cliff. It hit you hard and it went right there. Beautiful, beautiful part.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
I like the
really like the harmonies.
I like the harmonies.
Yeah. 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 Put my head through the table.
That's heavy. It's simple, you know?
Right. If this man got that groove and everything.
Yep, that's what you need, man.
Oh, okay. Another unexpected twist.
Oh, this is nice.
This is great.
Like the beginning of the song.
Yep.
I love the dual-lead guitar, the harmony.
Yep,
the harmonizer on it anyway. Sounds like something you would hear on Operation Mindcrime. It goes on the musical interludes.
Oh, sure.
An empty room, something like that.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Really like the guitar tones, too.
What a great, nice, another refreshing surprise. Great.
Wow, that was really cool.
Right?
Really cool.
There's a certain majesty to the song, majestic, especially where it has you need all these different time changes, but you're throwing that, then it drops off like that clean section. And I'm thinking, oh, what an outro. But no, we're going to get back into it.
Right. And then we're going to have another clean section, but then this time we'll have a piano.
Right. And it's, I'm just like, this has been fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that guitar work during the solos where it's like, it's doing its own thing. Like it's got its own chorus going over a vocal chorus.
Yes.
And it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Harmonies, multiple vocalists, multiple guitarists, multiple time changes. It was reminiscent of things like we had pointed out. We obviously know that remind us of that. And again, sure. For those of you who came in late, we're not saying that these bands are trying to imitate these other bands, but we are pulling from our years of listening experience. And like, if it triggers a memory, like, oh, it sounds like this, it's just evoking that for us, but we're not trying to make a comparison. But we're all inspired by other artists and
often
put that in our music, but these guys, wow, they took all these influences and created something really interesting and new. That again, so reminds me of something you might have heard, you know, 15 years ago, you know, with like bands like Avenged Sevenfold, that style.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, again, another album that I need to hear more now. I want to see what else
they
can do.
Me too.
You know,
I think the subtitle for this episode should be called Refreshing, because we are hearing a lot of stuff that's just been like, wow, we've been like, this is pleasantly refreshing. It's,
yeah. Nice. We've heard all great
it's
music.
It's emotional, majestic. Yeah. There's a lot of things. The Bodies Band, it's wonderful.
A lot of surprises. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. We are sadly at our last album already. This is a band called Wretched. And the album is called Decay, as is the first track. So I'm very excited to share.
Hopefully they live up to their name.
We will find out.
Yes.
Decay.
Ooh.
I love the sonic. It's so well mixed. Such a big sound.
Yeah.
The bass.
Kind of like that doomy intro with the guitar work.
It's like, that's very doom. Like, yes. Black doom.
Yeah. Death doom.
Yep. I love the little cool staccato stuff.
Okay.
I love that little half step they do.
Yeah.
The music is awesome. You know, it's a good for them. That little
yeah,
right.
Create
some mental tension.
Right.
so fucking heavy. I like that melodic.
Right?
Ooh. Lifts it up.
Yeah.
Like elements of black metal in there, you know? Like musically, I could hear this being like a King Diamond or something.
You know? Oh, yeah, I could hear it's a slower Diamond song.
Yeah. Right. Maybe not nearly as heavy.
Right.
Sounds like Testament.
Yeah.
Gathering.
Like
or demonic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Demonic.
It's what it is. Yeah, he sounds like Chuck Billy from
it's
Demonic.
Good call. Yeah.
I like this kind of chugging.
Yeah.
Drums a little bit.
Gives you that groove.
Yes. Definitely another great black metal. Death metal band.
Yeah.
And I like the melodicness to it.
Yeah.
And that guitar playing something higher over top of everything else. Yeah. Otherwise, it could just become too muddy, you know? Have it lifts it up.
Well, you think it would become discordant with that closing kind of thing. So,
yeah.
No, it blends it really nice.
Yeah, I love this staccato part right here.
Yeah. Nice.
I like the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Oh. You don't expect that kind of solo either, considering the tempo and everything.
Well,
that's
like, it's like playing along with the double bass.
Yeah.
That was great. Great solo. It wasn't overly flashy, you know? It was effective.
Yep.
I like that. I like the screaming works when you get the screaming and the super low. Wow. That's
like black and death metal.
Yeah. Yeah. Black people.
Oh.
I like this a lot. I really like this band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such an interesting sound. But it's familiar, but it's so uniquely them.
I just like how that outro is supposed to be
yep.
phased out.
It's keeping
like
on going. We're doing the yoga.
Yep.
We're doing Deliverance.
Cool. Ambient. Nice.
Yeah. That was really great. I mean, so
fuck
much
me.
Good music.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay. Which one did you have? One that was like the most surprising, since we're going to call it maybe the surprise. What is the surprise of the match for you?
There's so many good artists on here. So many good songs. I'm going to have to say really enjoyed Witch Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, number one to me, because just the title and everything else, I thought it wasn't what I expected at all.
Sure.
And then the other band was the
An
Abstract.
Abstract Illusion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really surprising and really refreshing for me. There's so many elements. We really discussed that one as well. So those two for me are really the ones that,
You picked the same two I would have as well. Witch Hazel, it was delightful. Like, oh, okay. That's, because it has such a great mix. And the vocals are amazing. The melodies, as everything that we had talked about and what you had said. And yeah. And then Abstract Illusion, like, wow. A journey that just kind of did all kinds of really interesting things. I am super impressed with every one of these bands. I would love to hear Pustulant Flesh when it was, we could hear it
Mix
better.
properly and you can discern
Yes.
things.
Was that was or was it ca no Castrated we could hear.
Castor, yeah, Castor
Yeah,
would.
it was
That was
Pustulant Flesh.
fun and that was good
Yes,
too.
it was what you expect. If you're gonna get a band named Castrator,
You're gonna get it. You're gonna get castrated.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely you're getting what you're paying for. But
Wretched right there at the end. There's another one.
yes, yeah.
You can't go wrong with any of the bands we
No,
picked
every
today.
band was good. I thought the Fixation, Age of Ruin was really great again.
That's the other one too. If I had to have three, I'd have that
Yeah.
Age of Ruin on there. Yeah, that was.
Hyperstrike was a lot of fun. It's like every one of these bands I think did a great job musically. This and I'm so happy that we have yet to come across a stinker. Other than the mix was not good for us, but if that might have been a very intentional thing, because I know
It
that's,
might have been a financial reason they had to get it
yeah, I
mixed
don't
like
know.
this one.
I don't know.
So,
But
but
either
musically, keep it
way,
going, guys. I mean,
yes,
we look
by all
forward to hearing
means.
better mixing.
Yes. So again, we want to say a huge thanks to Clawhammer PR, to Metal Blade, and to Holix Records for all of the great music that they continue to send us every week. We appreciate you. And we're grateful that you allow us to get a taste of all this wonderful music and that we can try to do our little part in helping other people get to learn and know more about this as well. So we're just grateful for that. Any
Excellent.
last words before we get out of here on our very first show of 2026, Chop?
No, just Happy New Year, heavy metal horror maniacs.
That's right. We're so rested after being gone for several months, X amount of days, and I'm spent. And there's season four. You can find Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on unsaneradio.com. You can listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, on Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word, our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
And Chop Top.
And you are watching. And listening to.
We'll continue to listen to.
Yes, and you will tell your friends. Yes, or we will start an OnlyFans page, which you do not want to see. And I've seen Chop Naked.
That's why you can't see as well.
That's right. I was
Anyway,
blinded. I was blinded. Oh, my eye.
blinded by the chop.
That's Chop.
We're
Oh, where are we at?
gonna
Oh, yes.
learn. Yeah,
Heavy. We're getting out of here.
we're
You can find
gonna
us.
say goodbye.
Tell about us. This has been Montag Chop Top, and you've been watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy metal.
Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.